You discussed two websites that can help growers interested in citrus irrigation scheduling.
The first one that we talked about is the AgriClimate website. It's agriclimate.org. It's a University of Florida's climate group. And you can go there and get a host of resources on seasonal planning. A lot of discussion with the El Nino, La Nina cycles and how that impacts our Florida climate and the number of tools related to different crops and the climate issues that go along with each of those crops.
And then, of course, your website, Fawn, tell us about it and where to find it.
Yeah, Fawn, you can find the Fawn website at myfawn.com. It will redirect you to the university's website. And Fawn, while AgriClimate concentrates mainly on the seasonal information, we do the current information. We have 36 weather stations around the state, and we take measurements every 15 minutes at each of those stations, and we provide the data and a number of tools to farmers and the public through our website. And what we covered specifically here was our cold protection toolkit, which is useful for using water for cold protection. And I also talked about how to access archived data and current data. We talked about the citrus pesticide application tool as well, which is a forecast tool that is used for applying chemicals. And also talked a little bit about the irrigation tools.
People can use that citrus irrigation tool quite well to help them with their scheduling, correct?
Yes. It's very easy to use. It asks you for a few pieces of information specific to your grove, and then it will return a 2-week irrigation schedule.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.